Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Paula Poundstone has the lead. Luke, she has 3 points. Roy Blunt Jr. and Tom Baudet are tied for second. Each has 2.
We flipped a coin. Tom has elected to go second. That means, Roy, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. Shareholders are suing BP because their poor maintenance practices forced the shutdown of the blank.
The pipeline.
Right. Over 1,500 previously unreleased emergency calls made on blank were made public this week.
Oh, 9/11.
Right. A jury in New Orleans has found pharmaceutical company Merck misrepresented the risks of using blank.
Viagra.
No, Vioxx.
Vioxx.
At this year's Indiana State Fair, the big hit exhibit is the blank tent.
The big Republican tent. Remember that?
No, watch a cow give birth tent.
Oh.
Kevin Costner joined thousands of fans at an Iowa cornfield baseball field for a screening of the movie Blank.
Field of Dreams.
Right. The Nobel Committee said that Blank's confession that he'd served in the Waffen-SS would not jeopardize his prize for literature.
Günter Grass.
Right. Intelligence operatives in Iraq said that Al-Qaeda's newest tactic for eluding American forces is blank.
Not being there.
No, dressing in drag.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Apparently, Al-Qaeda operatives find it easier to move about unnoticed if they are dressed as women. The discovery solves two mysteries that were perplexing U.S. intelligence. Number one, how were Al-Qaeda members eluding their grasp? And number two, why were there so many girls with beards? Carl, how did Roy do?
Roy had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, and Roy has taken the lead.
Okay, Tom, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Saying it was unconstitutional, a federal judge ordered the National Security Agency to stop its blank program.
The National Wiretapping Program.
Right. On Tuesday, former President Blank checked into the Mayo Clinic for tests.
Gerald Ford.
Right. The head of the TSA reassured airline passengers that explosive devices in shoes can be detected by blanks.
By x-rays.
Right. 2 weeks after his anti-Semitic rant on the Pacific Coast Highway, Blank was sentenced to 3 years probation for drunk driving.
Gotta be Mel Gibson.
Right. For the first time, the world has more blank than hungry people.
Has more food.
No. Overweight people. A Wisconsin mother helped her son find people to rob because she said it was blank.
To teach you right from wrong. Like, son, this is wrong.
No, she said it was something they could do together. Sure, fishing, wiffle ball, those are okay parent-child activities. But for Janine Lewis and her son, nothing says special together time like holding up a man at a car wash. After a talk in which she made sure her son was serious about his thieving, Lewis drove the 13-year-old around looking for a target, told him to be careful, and sent him off with his favorite BB gun.
What a cool mom.
Suddenly our night of Yahtzee seems conservative.
All right, Carl, how did Tom do?
Tom had 4 correct answers for 8 more points, and he now has 10 points. So he and Roy are tied for first place.
Carl, how many does Paula need to win?
4 correct answers.
Okay, Paula, this is for the game.
Oh, yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Ah.
Survey USA found yet again that there are only 4 states in which blank has a positive approval rating.
Bush.
Right. Schoolteacher John Mark Carr was arrested in Thailand for the murder of child beauty queen Blank.
JonBenet, that girl.
Right.
JonBenet, yeah.
JonBenet Ramsey.
JonBenet Ramsey, yeah.
The son of former President Blank won the Senate primary in Nevada.
Ford?
Nope, Jimmy Carter.
Oh.
Because some of their batteries can overheat and catch on fire, Blank recalled 4 million laptops.
No!
Right. Because her camping trip was rained out, a woman in Russia is blanking.
She is suing the weather service, isn't she?
Yes, suing the weather forecasters.
Yeah. As well she should.
Restaurant goers in Chicago indulged in the delicacy blank for the last time before the ban took effect?
Heroin. Boy, they just brought the hammer down in this city, didn't they?
Nope, foie gras.
Oh.
A Nebraska Subway sandwich shop employee told police not to worry about the $500 that was missing from the store because he was actually a blank.
A blank. A Boy Scout.
No, undercover CIA agent, and the CIA would be paying the store back. When Joshua Shores was caught on tape stealing money from the till, he told police not to worry. He was an undercover agent working for the CIA, codenamed Jared. Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
Well, Paula needed 4 correct answers to win, and she had 4 correct answers.
Well done.
11 points total gets her this week's contest.